23 minutes past 6 Central African time. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Less than 2 days for the start of Hajj, and we chat to South African who's a resident in Saudi Arabia, originally from Pietermaritzburg, will be performing the Hajj this year. We welcome to the airwaves of Radio Islam International Sister Shaista Nabi, who's working as a clinical nursing education coordinator in the Saudi Kingdom. Shaista, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah khair for having me on the show.
So you've been living in Saudi for the last 2 years. What's it been like, you know, living so close to the Haramain, to the Blessed Lands?
Subhanallah, you know, I feel very blessed being in here, especially being an Islamic country with lots of history, our prophets being here, and it's very peaceful, you know. Sometimes I believe that, you know, I can't believe that I'm here living in Medina itself. So, alhamdulillah, you know, there's many benefits being here, you know, going to Makkah, going for Umrah, touring the country where there's lots of Islamic history. So, alhamdulillah, it's a big blessing to be here. And, you know, I really wish that everybody gets an opportunity like this, because there's no other way I can explain the peacefulness that you find here.
Mm. Of course, the virtue of Madinatul Munawwara, the greatness of Makkatul Mukarrama, that many Muslims can understand, you know, the privilege of being allowed to live there, and, you know, Allah Ta'ala granting someone the opportunity to live in such a blessed place. But overall, living in Saudi, what would you say are the main differences from the kind of lifestyle that you would find in South Africa?
For me, firstly, it's being an Islamic country. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, we have rich in Islam in South Africa as well. But here, you don't have to worry about halal, haram. You don't have to worry about, you know, even our safety being women here. And alhamdulillah, you know, we have, like you said, besides Makkah and Medina, you know, there's many differences like Islamically for us. And there's so much more that we can practice without thinking twice. Without being judged that, you know what, I'm a Muslim. And alhamdulillah, it's a very, for me, I feel totally different being in our country than being in an Islamic country.
The new train network, how often do you get to use it, and what's it like?
The train, yeah, alhamdulillah. So we have the train that goes to Makkah or Jeddah. Mm-hmm. And it's good as like a mini airport, if I may say. And the moment you go into the train, when you reach Makkah, it's about a 5 to 8 minute drive to the Haramain. And alhamdulillah, it's a very easy, very spacious, it's not crowded. You know, you just need to stay on your barcode, and there's not even like controls, if I could say, just besides you checking the luggage. And you go onto the train. So alhamdulillah, it's such an easy process. It's not difficult at all for anyone to use.
So the process of getting accredited to perform Hajj, as a South African living in Saudi Arabia, what's the process like?
So alhamdulillah, because we are residents of Saudi Arabia under working permits, alhamdulillah, we not differentiated from the Saudi residents. So we fall under their quota. We all have a Hajj portal that we apply to, which is the Saudi Hajj portal. So whether you're South African or Malaysian or American, you fall under the Saudi quota. So alhamdulillah, I think it's very good in the sense that everybody gets a chance to get accepted for Hajj being in away from our country. So it's very fair, if I may say. We like and saying we're not discriminated from other countries or Saudis.
Is there a criteria? Is it that you have to be a first-time Haji? Or how do they choose who to give permission or accreditation and who not to from amongst those living within the kingdom?
So alhamdulillah, there's no actually criteria in the sense that once, if you, as long as you're a Muslim, we have an account called Absher, and usually they say 1 year that you need to be in the country in order for you to perform Hajj. So that's the only criteria that I can think of. And alhamdulillah, for this year, the criteria was that we all needed to be vaccinated and have our vaccines for meningitis and flu vaccines. But other than that, there's no other requirement for any non-Saudi resident living here to be accredited for Hajj.
Is this your first Hajj, Shaista?
Alhamdulillah, yes.
Tell us about the feeling. I mean, you've been in the Holy Lands for quite some time, 2 years. You're in Madinatul Munawwara. You get to travel often to Makkatul Mukarrama. But Hajj is a different type of a journey, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime journey in terms of your Farad Hajj. What's racing through your mind less than 2 days before Hajj commences?
I'm very excited, very anxious. And I think before this, I was not so anxious because, like you said, I've been to Makkah many times in Medina. But the atmosphere of fear of Hajj, and especially now that the country, the borders are open, so we have many people from around the world. For the past 2 years, it was very minimal, you know, even if I had to go to Makkah. Like, I used to be standing right in front of the Kaaba, you know. But now we have, mashallah, all our brothers and sisters from all over the world. And I think that atmosphere of being around them and feeling what they're feeling and, you know, the day of Arafah and the different rites of Hajj. So I'm looking forward to that because it's a first experience for me. I have traveled many times past Mina, Arafah, Muzdalifah, you know, and I always used to make dua for the past 1 year and say to my family, this year, inshallah, I'm definitely coming. So alhamdulillah, it's, you know, very exciting for me. And I think, you know, I'm really looking forward to the day of Arafah, inshallah.
Inshallah. How different is the procedure for those performing Hajj from within the kingdom to what South Africans would be accustomed to?
So for me, personally, I know with the South Africans, they're coming with the agency and they stay in Azizia.
Mm-hmm.
For me being the resident, we also go with an agency. We don't go individually. But we get to choose where we want to stay, whether it's at the tower next to the Jamarat, whether it's the camp. And they have like certain areas for the residents. So I think for me personally, that's the only difference. But other than that, you know, Islamic people, the rites of Hajj, we will all be performing the same thing. And that is subhanAllah, because we are not differentiated in that way.
And how long are you allowed to embark on the journey for? How long before Hajj can you stay? How long after Hajj before you have to return?
So, inshallah, today I will be leaving for Jeddah to meet with my agency. But I will be leaving for Makkah tomorrow. So it's about 6 to 7 days. Usually, like we start from the 8th to the 10th and the days of the Tashreeq. So it's about 6 days, and on the 12th, I will be returning back.
Inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant you an easy and an accepted Hajj, inshallah. Jazakumullah for joining us this morning on Radio Islam International.
Ameen. Jazakumullah
khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam.
It was Sister Shaista Nabi, who's originally from South Africa, Pietermaritzburg, for the last 2 years living in Madinatul Munawwara. And she's embarking as a South African in the kingdom for Hajj from within the kingdom. And it is her first Hajj. And she was sharing what the experience has been like for her thus far.